To start with, councillors in Arua City have raised a red flag, questioning the intentions behind delays in the commencement of EU-funded projects in the city, with fears over losing funding opportunities in future.
The councillors in Arua City are raising concerns over the delayed commencement of the 4.7 billion Ugandan shillings projects under the Sustainable Urban Integration of Displacement-Affected Communities (SWIDAC) program. Arua City received the first batch of the 4.7 billion Ugandan shillings from the European Union under the city's alliance in December last year to improve on governance, citizenship, economic realities, environment and services due to the influx of the immigrants, asylum seekers and the self-settled refugees. The funds are focused on establishing one-story 8 classroom block in Arua Primary School, a modern laboratory at Arua Public Secondary School, a classroom block in Ochiba and Onduparaka Primary Schools. Other targeted projects include the construction of a general ward at Adomi Health Center 4, a market said in the market, and the establishment of an urban demonstration farm for the training of urban refugees and other willing citizens on best farming practices. Simon Inatu, the male youth councillor, Arua City Council, appeals to the technical department to account for the funds received.
These funds come with their time frame. Once the delay is continues like this, it will affect us negatively, meaning the funds will be taken and we shall be left without anything. And also, it will affect us in future donations that we will wish to apply for.
On 30th of January 2026, Arua City Council signed a memorandum of understandings with four community-based organizations who are expected to receive 18% of the funds to implement the projects. David Cheshangu, the Arua City Town Clerk, noted that much as the city received part of the funds, delays in approvals from various ministries, departments and agencies is frustrating the project execution.
April 1st we should have started. If all the approvals are done, the first batch of 600 million has arrived. So now we are in the procurement process in approval of designs, and after that we will start.
Arua City, with 440,540 population, is hosting 23,917 refugees, immigrants and asylum seekers who are not catered for by any humanitarian agency, as their settlement in the urban center is not gazetted anywhere in Uganda refugee policy. Radio Paz News, I am Frederick Tamad reporting.